Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. Now, you may ask yourself, just who is this voice speaking to me, saying this is the voice of God? My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for over 40 years with a background time in radio and podcasting, but most importantly, a lifelong student of the scriptures. And I believe that a bit of Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I am here to speak God's holy words into your ears. Indeed, I believe that scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So what's going to happen here? Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern time, for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary, which are the verses selected for each day of the year. I will read them in a modern English translation, usually the Message. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and to get a bigger bite of the Bible if you wish. For instance, you can go to voiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. The ABC Bible Study Guide makes reading the Bible as simple as ABC. Why do this? Well, my mission is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily, giving us a 5-star rating, and writing a review. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. This is the reading for Friday, January 7th, 2022. It is the day after Epiphany, reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Ephesians 4, 17 through 5, 2, reading from the Message. The old way has to go. And so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there will be no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they have lost touch, not only with God, but with reality itself. They can't think straight anymore, feeling no pain. They let themselves go in sexual obsession, addicted to every sort of perversion. But that's no life for you. You learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to Him, being well instructed in the truth, precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. Everything, and I do mean everything, connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life. A life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces His character in you. What this adds up to then is this. No more lies. No more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. After all, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of a foothold in your life. Did you use this to make ends meet by stealing? Well, no more. Get an honest job so that you can help others who can't work. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift. Don't grieve God. Don't break His heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for Himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Make a clean break with all cutting and backbiting and profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as Christ has forgave you. Wake up from your sleep. Watch what God does. And then you do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you, keep company with you, and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love is like that. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book, that's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Now let's take a deep breath and I'll lift up a prayer. Bright morning star, your light has come, and the birth of Jesus has overwhelmed us with joy. Like the Magi of long ago, may we be drawn to you and offer you such gifts as we are able. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.